Hello, hello, everyone. It's summertime. I'm outside. Welcome to our Friday broadcast. What a joy to be able to come outdoors on a nice summer day. In the Northwest, we take them when we can get them. So welcome to our Friday broadcast. I'm pressing on. The upper way is the theme of my ending of the week. So I'm going to talk about that for a bit. I had some occasion this week to remember that I'm a senior in the house of God and that I'm a father in the house of God in that sense. And that gives a perspective to a person that they don't have when they're younger in their younger career or even a younger ministry. So I'm reflecting from that today. But what I really had in my spirit when when the Spirit of God dropped that phrase in my heart. Now, it's an old song of the church, obviously. Most of the songs I think of are the old song of the church. I'm pressing on the upper way, new heights I'm gaining every day. And what triggered my thinking or my mind in that was the fact that we've been talking much lately about pressing in, going into the chamber, visiting, you know, fellowshipping with God, face-to-face relationships. And with that in mind, I wanted to stop just a bit or halt just a bit. And there was an instruction that Moses had when he was moving the children of Israel around the wilderness. And he said, you can't march faster than the children can walk. So as a pastor, I'm always conscious of the peripheral. My pastor, I was mentored under for a while, great man of God. He said, now you guys, if you're going to get lost in the Spirit, you need to do it at home or in your prayer closet. When you come to church, you need to have your eyes. We had 9 pastors and most of us, well, I was the oldest. I was 32. The rest of them were younger. And they were all kind of into, you know, my career and I'm going forward. He said, I want you to keep your eye on the edge of the crowd. Don't be hanging around and, you know, high-fiving it with your favorite 5 buddies. You keep your eye on the edge of the crowd and you'll find someone that's sitting down somewhere, someone that's not moving, you know, forward or not joining in. You need to engage them because they need the encouragement. So I often have to watch myself because I like to charge ahead. But this week, this last couple of days, I've been conscious of perhaps some of you listening this morning or someone that will listen that feels left out because they can't hear the voice of the Lord. They don't see visions. They don't dream dreams. They don't know how to go into the doorway of John 3:16 or Ephesians 2:10, like we were talking about last night. So they feel left out and they feel like it's only the super spiritual like me. That's a joke. Like, you know, like the leader, like the pastor that can do that. But let's stop for a moment and reflect on the importance of the Holy Spirit that is walking, working, and dealing with each of us individually. And some of us do seem to move faster down the proverbial road of spiritual growth. Some of us seem to grasp a hold of revelation and understanding quicker than others. And that's not uncommon, not uncommon. The trouble is if we celebrate those and cut the others out or not think about them or don't pay any attention to them or discredit them. That's not the body of Christ that Jesus has created. That's not the family that God gave us to walk and live in and love in. So just a little pause here to encourage you about the pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Now, if I could, I'd give you the rest of the song, but it talks about moving up into or on into a place that God has called us to. Everyone that names the name of Jesus has the same opportunity to go forward, grow, mature. Paul talked about it as a child. And I'm reminded of what he said about the young king or the young ruler that's born into a ruling family. And as long as he's down or she's down under a certain age, a maturity in the age level, they are under the hand of the tutor. But when they get up to that next age, when they can come into their governorship or authority or kingship, then they step into that realm and begin to exercise it. I think it's scary to see young, undeveloped Christians try to press in to where they're not ready for it. Now, how do you not do that? I would say the word rest is a powerful word. Paul talked about it quite a bit, talked about resting in the Lord and resting in the things God's doing, how God brought us to a rest and we were at rest. Now, what does that mean? It means that I've got faith that God's going to take me at the pace he has for me, and he's going to put me in the place I need to be, and he's going to give me the people in my life that need to be there, that they will challenge me and sandpaper me and pour oil on me and prod me at the right times, so that I will come to the end of my journey and it will be said of me, this is my confession now, just like David, well done. He did all that was required and asked of him. He fulfilled the will of God. Now, what does the scripture say in the New Testament when Jesus is talking about that area of the faithful servant? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your master, joys of the Lord. You see, that's the pressing on the upward way. Now, when we talk about pressing, our natural mind says energy, force, power, aggressiveness, get up early, you know, the early bird gets the worm, all that stuff. But really the pressing in we're talking about is simply what Jesus said, the two commandments: love the Lord thy God and thy neighbor as thyself. You don't press any more than that. You don't get any greater of a press challenge when you press into loving the Lord your God. Out of the byproduct of loving God, you don't learn so much as God just works on the heart, and the heart changes, and you can love your neighbor as you love yourself. So this is a progress, a growth, as the New Testament talks about, maturing, developing in the call of God as sons and daughters. It's a beautiful walk, it really is. Now, have I been frustrated? Can I get frustrated and wonder when, how long? Oh God, every other day in much of my early days. Lesser so in the middle and toward the last season, I've stepped into a realm of rest that I didn't know in the early days. In the early days, I started out at 15, left home at 17, and preached revivals in some form or another up until I started pastoring at 32. Now, all of that has to do with planning, scheduling, how to advertise, how to shape your image in some form, how to seek the Lord, how to pray, how to get revelation, you know, fasting, praying, want to heal the sick. All those things come out in some form of an aggressive attitude, and we consider it to be pressing in. Well, okay, there's some value in being energetic. You don't want to be just a sleepy fella. You want to have some life in you. You want to feel energized in the moment. You want to preach like you believe what you're saying. That's not asleep. Don't put the people asleep. However, it comes out of a confidence called rest and confidence that what you're, where you're at is where God has desired you to be. On this Friday, last day, last morning of our journey together for this week, I want to encourage you, if you're feeling frustrated and feeling, you know, anxious, and is God ever coming through, and am I ever going to have another, you know, glorious time, and if you're a preacher, you're probably saying, am I ever going to preach again? You know, listen, all of us preachers experience that. The best sermon you ever preached was the last one, and you wonder if you got another one in you. You know, will anybody ever listen to me again? Rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own, to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. How much better than that can it get? And you heard it from me tonight, this morning. Well, I love you guys and gals. It's always a joy to spend another week in our journey together. And some of you tune in a few days a week because of your schedule. But there's a number of you that are with me every day, and I really love that. I appreciate it. And it's such a family feeling when I can tune up in the morning and see some of your notations or your names, or you send me a little note or something. Thank you for that. It's a pleasure. Rest in the Lord. Trust in him. And when you do, take that deep sigh. Take that breath in and let it out. And you watch your nerves settle down. Spiritual nerves as well, I may say. And you'll find, if you'll meditate on his word, meditate on the promises and the prophecies, meditate on the Holy Spirit's work in you, and know that you are the temple of the Lord. You don't have to go find him. He's here dwelling in you. Talk to him. Let him talk to you. And you'll find a peace you haven't had for a while, perhaps. And you'll find that courage to step into that new challenge, because it's him. He says he would do the work, the heavy lifting. We don't do it in our own self, right? We do it by the strength of the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God. Amen. Well, I will bless you and tell you that I will see you Sunday night at 6, one of our favorite times to meet on that Sunday evening. You be blessed, and you receive God's hand upon you in this hour. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to feel a physical feeling of a hand upon you sometime through the weekend, and it's going to speak to you about his presence and his love for you. Amen. Glory to God. Well, until Sunday night, may the Lord bless you. Oh, by the way, subscribe if you haven't. Send me a note. Share it. Thumbs up. All those good things. And if God's nudging you to send us a financial blessing, write down the show notes, PayPal, or the address is there. Until Sunday night, we will bless you and see you and talk to you then. God bless.